Good morning on this Monday morning, September the 24th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship. My name is Kevin Williams. I'm excited to be with you to worship the Lord together. It's a privilege as it is every morning. But I want to continue today with what we've been reading and talking through for the past couple of days. And I want to continue through Psalm 148 this morning. Psalm 148. And this is a great call for all of creation to praise the Lord. For all of creation. Let's start in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him from the skies. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all the armies of heaven. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you twinkling stars. Praise Him, skies above. Praise Him, vapors high above the clouds. Let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for He issued His command, and they came into being. He set them in place forever and ever. His decree will never be revoked. Praise the Lord from the earth, you creatures of the ocean depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, wind and weather that obey Him, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small scurrying animals and birds, kings of the earth and all people, rulers and judges of the earth, young men and young women, old men and children, let them all praise the name of the Lord, for His name is very great. His glory towers over the earth and heaven. He has made His people strong, honoring His faithful ones, the people of Israel who are close to Him. Praise the Lord. I want to go back to verse 5 where it says this, let every created thing give praise to the Lord, for He issued His command and they came into being. For He issued His command and they came to being. He said it was so, and it was so. This is the God that we serve today, that whatever He commands happens, that whatever He commands happens. You know, as I read this morning, I was reminded of Hebrews chapter 1, where it says this of the God that we serve. And it speaks of Jesus here. Says Jesus, He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. Another translation just says the word of His immovable power. Lord, thank You that Your word stands forever. Lord, thank You that You stand forever. Lord, the things that You have put in place, Lord, it says in verse 6 of 148, those things can never be taken away. Those things can never be revoked. Lord, so thank You in our lives today. Lord, the things that You say are true. The things that You say can never be revoked. Lord, so today we join with all of creation. Lord, in offering up our mouths and praise, and offering up our bodies and praise to You. Lord, we cry out to You. Lord, we say You are worthy of our praise today. Oh Lord, You are worthy. Jesus, You are the radiance of the glory of God today. Lord, you are the demonstration of the glory of God that we see with our own eyes and we experience every day.
Oh, how strong.
power of Jesus' name. It is stronger than any other name. How sweet the victory that bore my shame, took the burden of my sin away. Hallelujah. What a Savior. I owe everything to Him. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Hallelujah to my King. Oh, to kindness our God has shown. We were strangers, now we're called His own. His grace has welcomed the sinner home. Tender mercies lead us to the throne. The Spirit of Jesus brings through the trials. He will carry me one day in heaven. Our eyes will be filled with wonder. All the saints will see, filled with wonder. All the saints will see. Hallelujah. What a Savior. I owe everything to Him. Yes. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Hallelujah. There is none like You. Oh, no one else can touch my heart like You do. I can search for all eternity long and find there is none. We'll be right back. there is none like you. Oh Lord, for there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity alone and find there is none like you. Oh. And I will lift my high voice to worship you, my King. Yes, I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. I will lift my voice. I will find my strength in the shadow of your wings. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Oh Lord, we do owe everything to you. Lord, we offer up our voices in worship today. Lord, we offer up our minds and our thoughts. Lord, as we begin this week out, Lord, I pray that this week would be a week that is, Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that is victorious over sin for us. Lord, that this week would be a week of obedience, Lord, at its most radical, at its most extreme for us. Lord, may this week, Lord, be weeks of abandon for us. Lord, may this week be a week, Lord, to where we love our families, Lord, how they're to be loved. Lord, let this week be a week, Lord, to where we love our wives and our husbands and our children. Lord, as we treat them, Lord, how you would want us to love, God. Lord, I pray all these things. Lord, thank you that these things are impossible without you. Lord, these things are impossible. We cannot do them. Lord, but that through your Spirit living in us, Lord, you empower us to do these things and so much more. Lord, you do more than we could even ask or imagine. Lord, so continue to sanctify us, Holy Spirit. Continue to sanctify us this week. Oh, we love you, Lord. Be honored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.